Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Disappear and Live Off the Grid, A CIA Insider's Guide, by John Curiacao, positions itself at the crossroads of privacy, personal security, and practical self-reliance. Drawing on the author's background in intelligence and his later public experience navigating scrutiny, the book frames disappearing not as a cinematic vanishing act, but as a disciplined reduction of your trace in modern systems. And it explores how everyday conveniences like smartphones, loyalty programs, cloud accounts, and routine financial habits create a detailed personal map that can be searched, sold, or exploited. Alongside digital considerations, it addresses the physical realities of living more independently, including housing choices, cash flow, communication, and building a lifestyle that draws less attention. Rather than preaching paranoia, the approach emphasizes trade-offs and planning, helping readers distinguish between reasonable privacy upgrades and extreme measures that may be impractical or legally risky. For anyone curious about stepping back from constant visibility, it offers a structured way to think about anonymity, resilience, and control over personal information. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the modern footprint and why it is hard to vanish. A core theme is that disappearing today is less about one dramatic move and more about interrupting a web of identifiers. The book highlights how data is produced continuously through phones, apps, browsers, email accounts, location services, and the hidden metadata attached to ordinary activity. It also points to offline sources such as property records, court filings, utilities, subscriptions, delivery services, workplace systems, and the growing ecosystem of data brokers that aggregate and resell profiles. This perspective encourages readers to stop thinking in terms of a single vulnerability and instead map the many channels that confirm identity through repetition. The practical value is in shifting from wishful anonymity to measurable reduction. Readers are prompted to ask which traces are essential for daily life and which are optional. And the book also underscores that visibility is not only digital. Routine behaviors like predictable commutes, consistent shopping patterns, and recognizable social circles can be as revealing as a GPS ping. By framing privacy as an operational problem with inputs and outputs, it helps readers understand why quick fixes rarely work and why sustainable low-profile living requires consistency, patience, and a realistic threat model tailored to the level of privacy they actually need. Secondly, digital hygiene and defensive privacy as daily practice. The book emphasizes that better privacy begins with habits, not gadgets. It encourages readers to reduce data leakage by auditing devices and accounts, limiting permissions, and resisting services that demand more personal information than necessary. Common areas include minimizing social media exposure, tightening account security, and treating convenience features like auto-login, contact syncing, and always-on location services as optional. It also explores how communications create trails, pushing readers to think about what happens when messages, photos, and contacts are stored across multiple clouds and devices. A key takeaway is that anonymity can be undermined by small inconsistencies, such as reusing usernames, mixing personal and private browsing, or keeping the same phone number while trying to change everything else. The book also encourages a layered mindset, where tools and practices are combined so that one failure does not unravel the whole plan. That might include compartmentalizing identities, using more careful payment and subscription choices, and maintaining strict boundaries between personal life and any effort to live quietly. The broader lesson is that privacy is maintenance. Even strong settings erode over time as new apps appear, old accounts remain open, and friends tag you or share information. Ongoing discipline is presented as more important than any single technology choice. Thirdly, legal and ethical boundaries for disappearing without creating new risks. Another important topic is the line between legitimate privacy and actions that can trigger legal trouble. The book distinguishes between lawful steps such as reducing public exposure, opting out of data broker databases where possible, and changing routines, versus behavior that could be interpreted as fraud, evasion, or obstruction. This framing matters because many people interested in disappearing are motivated by fear, harassment, or a desire for independence, yet they can inadvertently escalate risk by making reckless moves. The discussion encourages readers to clarify their intent and constraints early. If someone is trying to escape an abusive situation, protect a family, or minimize stalking, the strategy should prioritize safety planning and compliant documentation. If the goal is simply to live off-grid, then the focus can remain on reducing trace rather than severing identity. The book also calls attention to how financial and administrative systems are tied to identity, including taxes, banking rules, insurance, and employment verification. Attempts to bypass these systems can create cascading consequences that are harder to manage than the original problem. By centering legality and ethics, The book offers a grounded approach that respects personal autonomy while warning that true invisibility is neither realistic nor necessary for most readers. The goal becomes lowering exposure while staying within rules that keep you stable. Fourthly, practical off-grid living: housing, money, and day-to-day resilience. Beyond privacy, the book treats off-grid living as a lifestyle that must be engineered for sustainability. It points to the real-world demands of shelter, water, power, waste, food, and transportation, and how each choice affects both independence and visibility. Housing decisions matter because property ownership, leases, utilities, and permitting can generate records. The book encourages readers to think through the trade-offs between remoteness and practicality, such as access to medical care, supplies, and community support. Money is another major factor. Living quietly often means simplifying finances, controlling recurring subscriptions, and planning for income that fits a low-profile life. The book also emphasizes preparedness as a form of freedom. Skills like basic repairs, maintenance, and contingency planning reduce dependence on services that require accounts, contracts, and identity checks. Importantly, it frames self-reliance as incremental. Many readers can move toward an off-grid style without abandoning modern life entirely by adopting partial independence, such as solar backups, water storage, or a more local supply chain. The overarching message is that disappearing only works if the day-to-day system holds together. A plan that collapses financially or logistically forces you back into high-visibility systems. Resilience is therefore both a survival issue and a privacy strategy. Lastly, building a low-profile identity through behavior, community, and consistency, the book highlights that the most revealing signals are often social and behavioral. Even with careful digital practices, a person can be located through patterns, relationships, and predictable routines. This topic focuses on living in a way that attracts less attention, which is different from living in constant fear. It encourages readers to reduce uniqueness in their public footprint, avoid oversharing, and be deliberate about where personal details are discussed. Community dynamics also matter. Off-grid life is frequently romanticized as total solitude, yet real independence often depends on trustworthy local networks for labor, supplies, and mutual aid. The book frames this as a balancing act, staying private while still being a good neighbor and participating enough to thrive. Consistency is presented as the hidden requirement. A single lapse, like posting a recognizable photo, using an old account, or letting a familiar pattern reappear, can reconnect a person to prior identity in databases and social graphs. The discussion also suggests thinking in terms of compartments, where different parts of life are kept separate so that a leak in one area does not expose everything. Ultimately, the book treats disappearance as a long-term posture. It is about blending, simplifying, and controlling information flow, while building a stable routine that does not constantly generate new records or points of contact that can be traced. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want stronger privacy and personal security, people considering an off-grid or low-visibility lifestyle, and anyone who feels overwhelmed by how much of modern life is tracked. It can also help those who have experienced harassment or intrusive attention, as long as they approach it with a clear understanding of legal limits and personal safety planning. The practical benefit is that it turns an abstract desire to be left alone into concrete areas to assess devices, accounts, money habits, housing choices, and daily routines. That structured thinking can improve peace of mind, reduce exposure to scams and identity theft, and support a more resilient lifestyle that depends less on fragile systems. Compared with many privacy books that focus narrowly on apps or technical tools, this one stands out for blending operational mindset with lived realities, including the social and logistical challenges of stepping away from constant connectivity. It does not require readers to become technologists, and it frames trade-offs in a pragmatic way. For buyers comparing similar titles, the appeal is its broad coverage and perspective rooted in intelligence tradecraft applied to ordinary life, offering a cohesive playbook rather than isolated tips. If you would like to support John Kiriakou, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.